God. This is a wonderful example of a person from whom God answers her prayer and a person who keeps her promise. God gives Hannah Samuel, and Hannah gives Samuel to God. Her prayer has actually been mightily answered. It satisfies her maternal needs. It gives no further cause for Peninnah to provoke. It pleases Elkanah that his beloved is now happy. So he's quite willing to go along with her vows and her plans. But it also raises questions for us. We may pray fervently with heartfelt grief and anxiety, and the Lord does not answer us. What is the answer to that? Well, one can give many explanations of why there might be a delay, but the sure and certain thing is, if you do not pray, you will not get an answer. Therefore, do not choose not to pray, but in desperate need, cry out to the Lord for help. And when he gives it, as he did to Hannah, rejoice. But how many stories are there of people who were in great need before, the great need in the world, great pressure, great struggle, great sadness, great sorrow, and they cried out to the Lord in danger in the trenches or in whatever situation, said, Lord, you know, save my life today and I will come and serve you. I'll go to church, I'll be with you. And the Lord hears their call, he answers them, the bullets miss them, the trouble goes by them, their life improves, and they just return to the world, and they totally forget their side of the promise. May we who commit ourselves to the Lord never forget our side of the promise, that we will grow in holiness, that we will love one another, that we will develop discipleship, that we will live lives worthy of the Lord, pleasing him in every way. And Hannah, just think how Hannah must have held Samuel to her love. How every day with him would be incredibly special, because she knew that when he was weaned, she would give him to the Lord. And that would be at least 3 years. It might be a bit longer, but sometime around the age when he was no longer a toddler, but not quite, more than an infant, she goes back to Shiloh and gives him to the Lord. She didn't see Samuel as her own son for her to possess. She knew that God gives children. And she knew that giving Samuel back to God was not a loss, but a blessing. It blessed Hannah, for she actually had 3 more sons and 2 daughters. If you read the next chapter, you will see that is so. It blessed Israel, for Samuel became a great judge and prophet for the people. And it glorified God, for when Israel rebelled against him and said, we want a king like other nations, God acted through Samuel in mercy and compassion to guide Israel forward, even though they were backsliding from him. To surrender what we hold most precious to God is not to be feared as a loss. Sometimes as churches, we are afraid to give up what we treasure, as sometimes people are when you talk to them about being saved and knowing Jesus. Oh, well, I couldn't give up my life as it is. Churches sometimes won't give up their life as it is, fearing loss. And yet only in giving up sometimes is the kingdom blessing. It's what Jesus said, meant when he said, take up your cross and follow me. If you die to yourself, you will find new life. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. May the Lord bring the truth of the joy of Hannah's gift to himself into our hearts and lives. Amen.